not Scott Kunith. He's the guy you want to be with. No, 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 not without. When you're looking to sell a house, same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying if Scott's not in your corner. Oh, don't say that I didn't warn ya. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker. We're Manual. Scott Kunith is absolutely essential if you're buying or you're selling residential. Oh, 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 Scott Kunith. Call him 248-797-7746. You're just the person he'd love to get an email from. SKUNNATH@CBWM.com. Scott Kunith, yeah.
It's the best of the Drew and Mike Show, brought to you by who else but Scott Kunith.
Yeah.
And you can call Scott at 248-797-7746. Or S. Kunith at CBWM. And
.com. Does this not say .com in the copy?
It doesn't.
Okay.
And Scott would love to hear from you, even if you're not immediately listing or selling your house or immediately buying a house. He's happy to make contacts. And if something works out down the road, that's how these people work. So, and referrals too. So there you go, the rising star of CB Weir Manual. WM. CBWM. I thought I could do that.
.com.
Hey, I was reading yesterday about a new book called The Castle on Sunset. Oh. Which I don't know. Trudy, you'd be able to answer this. I feel like I've read about the Chateau Marmont a million times. Like somebody staying there. Like Lindsay Lohan was causing all kinds of trouble there once.
Yeah, she loved it. Like,
isn't that where Travolta got a massage too?
Was it there?
One of the places he got a massage.
It sounds right.
Wasn't there a Me Too there recently? I don't know. Whatever.
I feel like you're right about that. All I know is I've read a million stories, and a lot of them are, they tend to be, it reminds me of the Chelsea Hotel in New York, which is usually down and out stars or sort of, I don't know, skanky stars or troubled stars or druggy stars or, you know, Jim Carroll types.
Sid Vicious
died, or Nancy Spungen died there. Mm. But the Chateau Marmont, it's definitely an upscale version. If it is a version at all like the Chelsea Hotel in New York. But
She died there.
Yeah, Belushi died there.
Wow.
And the Castle in Sunset is about the Chateau Marmont. And of course, they were highlighting the chapter on John Belushi's death. Huh. And they said that when he got there, he was a bomb, a waste site, a mess, sweaty, flabby, edgy, pale, disheveled.
So normal.
Yeah. Well, at the time, he was pretty together for a long time. I mean, he did some great, great work, but.
Robin Williams there too with him partying?
Robin Williams shows up later. It's funny because he describes how De Niro was living upstairs. Huh. Belushi'd been there since February 28th. It was March the 4th, and De Niro had been there for a while, and he lived above Belushi, so he would come down, I guess, and say hi. And on the night that Belushi died, he came down and he said there was I don't know if this is what he told police. There was a giant pile of blow on the dining room or the living room table, and the rest of the place was just trashed. Wow. And it was so bad, it was like, you want to go out, John? And John didn't want to go out. So De Niro goes out, and then the weird thing is De Niro comes back at 3 a.m. with Robin Williams, and they were there to do some blow. I suspect that they were out of blow, and they were like, Belushi's got some. Yeah. So they went to Belushi's room, and then they left because it was so disturbing there. Just the room was such a disaster. But I'm like, what, De Niro thought Belushi cleaned it up while he and Robin were out? Right. Doesn't it seem weird that he's disgusted the first time, yet he comes back? I think he was out of blow.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
And they said that Belushi had run into De Niro frequently at strip club VIP rooms.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And the De Niro would come by there with Harry Dean Stanton. I don't know. It sounds like quite a party scene there.
What's the name of the book?
It's called The Castle on Sunset.
Man.
And Bernie Brillstein John's agent went to the room after the police had removed John and kind of dusted the room. And Bernie Brillstein said there were plates of food, half-finished drinks, half-finished coffee all over the place, piles of trash, dirty laundry, piles of phone messages, and then he said it was depraved.
Ugh.
I mean, is messy the same thing as depraved? I don't think so. Do you blow up dolls in there? I mean, what the hell does that mean? But I don't know. I thought it'd be an interesting book.
It's not just about Belushi, though, is it? Or is it about
It's about the Chateau Marmont. Yeah, and the only one I thought of immediately was I remember Lindsay Lohan was creating a scene there and keeping people up, and I think they kicked her out.
This book is being adapted into an HBO series already.
Ooh, good.
Written by Aaron Sorkin with John Krasinski.
I bet you that'll be great.
I bet you that'll be really good.
Yeah. Although I remember when they announced the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory, whatever that famous club was.
Yeah.
That was going to be a series on Showtime that Jim Carrey put out. That show sucked.
Really?
Oh, it was terrible. He wasn't in it. He produced it, but it's what great material on that show was. Bore.
Drag, man.
Yeah. So you just never know. Just like, what was the record? The record HBO show?
Oh.
Vinyl.
Yeah, oh,
Vinyl. Yeah, terrible. That was such a disappointment.
Yeah, sorry, man. Vinyl was terrible.
Speaking of TV, they had a poll this week about Americans 18 to 38 that 1 in 3 chose binge-watching television shows over sex.
What?
In a Wall Street Journal poll. Mm. Now, 1 in 3 isn't that many. I thought that was kind of overblown. Like, oh, my God, they'd rather binge-watch than have sex. And I thought, well, I don't know, a lot of people really like binge-watching. And maybe sex, they thought, oh, that'd be over really
fast. Wait, so 1 in 3 would rather binge-watch than have sex?
Yeah.
Well, so two out of three would rather have sex than binge-watch. Yeah. So big deal.
But the only thing, it seems that whenever I read a poll about millennials or Gen Z, it just seems like none of them are happy with their sex life. And it seems like they send nude pictures back and forth constantly, but they're on Grindr and all these places.
Grindr,
Bumble, you name it. And you know, it sounds like pickup fest. It sounds like hookup fest, but it seems like maybe it really isn't.
They hook up and do nothing. Or watch TV.
I think a lot of their points are these younger generations are growing up with cell phones, which have porno on them, so they just feel like anytime they're going to get it on, it's going to be dirty like porno.
Duh.
Yep.
It's not really
the case. It always worked that way.
It does. I had a bunch of generational stories. Oh, yeah, millennials also put, and here's one for you, they put politics over sex.
Oh, come on.
I'm not surprised by that.
Oh, please.
No, they're true.
They're not true.
Yeah,
I do not even believe
what?
This. Prioritize dating someone with similar political opinions than having good sex increased from 27% to 42%.
I'm blown away by
Shame on Gen Xers for raising a bunch of kids like this.
What? I don't have millennial kids.
I keep reading stories about people who are
kids when you're
they literally are divorcing themselves from their own family members over their political beliefs.
Grow up.
Well, why do you even talk about politics? If you know you disagree, just leave this up. Do you have to talk about politics and get all mad?
Or be an adult and talk about it and realize that it doesn't matter that much.
I swear, this presidential thing. I wish it could. I wish I could. I would fast forward and
it's going to
be so crappy. And you know what? Whoever wins, it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Because if Trump wins, I mean, we know how that works. If he doesn't win, if he gets impeached or something, oh my God, I think impeachment would be terrible because I think his supporters will be livid.
Yeah. How?
It'd be like, I agree with who said, why don't we just beat him at the polls?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Because it's not that far away.
Mm-hmm. They won't. I mean, he's going to win again.
But they're losers. Just remember that.
Here's two more generational.
Why is he always losing polls, and yet I think a lot of people really think he would win? I'm not so sure.
Because the economy's good, and who wants to go vote for any of those Democrats, right?
Yeah, the polls didn't mean shit leading up to the election.
That's true. Nobody gives a shit about the economy, though. Nobody talks about the economy. That's Trump's. I mean, his economy is very successful. The Dow just reached, the S&P just reached a new all-time high.
And the NASDAQ.
But no one talks about it. It's
just
all
remember
about
that.
Other stuff.
Well, he creates a lot of noise for himself.
Yes, he does.
Mark, what polls? Every poll, I never saw a poll where he was beating Hillary. Never.
Well, in the well, it depends which one you want to look at.
There was one poll
in the popular vote.
There was one poll. Well, but it's not the popular. You know, it's really funny how people complain about.
Well, I know, but you're talking about.
She won. He's not my president. It's like we've had the Electoral College forever.
Talking about the popular vote, just like a national poll.
Well, except the popular vote, she won by what, 2%?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the polls had her winning by 6 points, 8 points, four
was
points.
It that much?
I think it was. Yeah, I mean, there was the one poll had him winning barely. The one that he always quoted said, "That's my poll. That's the poll that's good."
Oh, yeah, Quinnipiac was it?
I think it's Rasmussen. Oh, Rasmussen. The one he likes, yeah.
And I love the way the media after the election said, "Well, we had her winning by a very small margin, and with a margin of error, it's totally no." No, everyone said she was going to win. She was going to beat him by a significant amount, and she lost. In fact, even the night of the election, I remember them saying, "Oh, the path to a Trump victory, oh boy, I don't know about this. He'd have to do this.
And he did.
Wrong.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, was he supposed to win Michigan? He was going to win Michigan? I don't think so.
Well, because everybody was surprised, so yeah. I don't think so.
And Florida? I don't think he was supposed to win Florida.
Yeah, that'd be one state I'd count on if I were.
Just remember, polls are predictive, too. So
they're all crazy.
Anyway, yeah, I don't ever remember presidential polls where I thought they were. I mean, it seems like they're usually pretty close.
And I don't think so.
I'm trying to think when the last time the winner was predicted in the polls and the other guy won.
Truman.
Is it that long ago?
I have no idea.
Kennedy and Nixon were neck and neck. Yeah.
What was Gore and Bush?
Gore and Bush. I think the polls were pretty close, weren't they?
Well. So was that election.
Yeah.
Read that one about Gen Z. That's the fun one. just read the headline.
An astonishing 75% of Gen Zers believe they should be promoted within their first year on the job.
Just because.
Yes. It's shocking. I see it all the time, says career coach Deborah Cooper. Cooper says the Gen Z sense of entitlement starts before they even set foot in the office. She recalls setting up an interview for a 21-year-old with a top record label exec. She said, "Oh, it's at 4:30. I have yoga then."
Oh,
this is a generation that is willing to pay dues.
You don't get a raise because you exist. It's something you earn. I'm definitely the mindset. You need to ask for what you want, especially if you're young and a woman, especially in my field of politics, or you'll be overlooked, said Jennifer Alberts. Alberts, 23, landed an entry-level role at a super PAC working to get out the vote in her native Michigan in June. She's promoted twice by September. And each new title came with a significant wage increase, an additional $15,000. Sometimes there were those sideways glances. I was hesitant to apply for the second role because of this voice of doubt in my head, but I kind of checked myself and said, why not? You're doing a good job in this role. What harm does it do to apply? Well, I don't think anything wrong with thinking that. I made a strong case of what I had done and what I could bring to the table. Well, that's how you get raises, not by saying, I've been here a year. I need more money.
They're going to have a nice reality check when the economy collapses or goes into recession.
I know. The next recession.
It's not so easy to get a job.
Can you imagine the crying in the next recession?
No.
On average, how long is Gen Z's attention span? This is a very short 8 seconds.
I keep reading.
This generation communicates in symbols oftentimes, or the rest of us use words.
Oh my God.
Words.
I keep reading about how people of a certain age, if you came out of the workplace between, I think it's 2008 and almost now, maybe that ended a couple of years ago, that they're screwed because they came out during a recession, so they didn't get the job they should have gotten, and so they're fucked for life. And I'm like, no, you're not screwed for, you're 21 years old, first of all. You changed jobs 3 times in 10 years on the average, so why would you be screwed? Oh, granted, everything sucked.
Everyone
for two
got
years.
Screwed.
But you know what? If you were 50 or 55 in 2009, it was a lot fucking worse because you don't have time to make up for it.
Yep.
And you might have lost your house. You might have lost your job. Good luck getting another job when you're 55 and you get fired. Well, I could tell you about that.
They take our job.
Look what you did. You just started your own business.
You started a podcast. Yeah. But I don't know. It's a little tricky.
Ooh, Jonah Stillman just tweeted. You know, Jonah Stillman, yeah. Gen Z guru.
No, I love Jonah.
Unpopular opinion. 0% chance I'm seeing a 3-hour Avengers movie.
Because he has an 8-second attention span.
Should I write that to him?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. What 0% chance? Why does he think we need to know that?
I don't know.
God. You know, there's no stopping him. I read about him. I swear, I see his name, and I just go, I don't want to know. Whatever it is.
It's on average, right? On average, 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think people like him have to, it's compulsory that you have to keep up with stuff like this. That's why he feels we need to know this kind of thing. Because, you know, we're sort of encouraged to do that kind of.
He thinks he's very important.
Get out there on social media.
He holds the key to Generation Z and getting the workplace ready for this young generation that's going to do so well.
Yeah, I just did an interview with WCCO Radio about why young people don't want to drive.
Wait, WCCO? Did he come on with us?
No.
Why would they interview him? I seriously, I want to call WCCO and complain. You did the worst interview. Why did you talk to this putz?
Ooh, he retweeted Barstool.
What?
Fascinating.
WCCO is...
Minneapolis.
Is that where he's from.
AM
station?
Oh, he's with the Vikings, remember?
That's right.
All right.
For the Vikings.
Oh, my God.
Got the job when he was 18.
Is he still doing that job, though?
I don't know. I hope not.
Think he's working for the draft?
Yeah.
How to get
the NFL teams ready for Gen Z.
How to get the draft picks to the young next generation.
Oh, God.
They need Jonah.
Oh.
He's only tweeted 69 times.
I don't know if I can stay on a planet with Jonah Stillman.
His banner.
How am I going to get us on a planet separate from Jonah Stillman and Ariana Grande?
At the risk of making Drew flip out, the banner for his Twitter page is him signing his book.
A lot of books, too.
His dad next to him.
Yeah, but that's not
who's
a book,
buying
that's
them?
Not a book signing. That's that
Who
guy.
Is buying those? Who are you?
Ford.
Identify yourself.
Ford, you're right. Ford.
Major corporations.
Gen Z.
The best customer because they're gonna give you so much money.
Isn't that what major corporations do? They blow money out their ass on dumb things like that. Go, well, we've got to improve ourselves. We have to go on a retreat and... And we have to, everyone read Jonah Stillman's book, and he and his father are going to speak. And, you know, every 25-year-old is going, oh, my God, this pot's fuck you. Yeah. Whatever he says, I'm doing the opposite. And the best of, we have V. Stiviano.
Yeah.
And her creepy Instagram comments. When is that from?
Zooves?
January 2017.
Because I forget that she was part of this show because she and Sterling, of course, it's the 5-year anniversary of.
I think that must have come. Did it come up because there was an article about his new girlfriend that Sterling with a lookalike? He was out to dinner with a lookalike.
Oh, was that it?
I don't know. I'm guessing that's probably the last time we would have talked about
it. How does he have side action to begin with and then side action for the side
action?
He's
hot.
Have you seen him? Have you seen him with his shirt off?
Preposterous.
It's just so bad.
That wallet must be so...
The color of your skin is open your legs.
His balls are hung.
Ironic.
Open your legs. Sterling. Cut it out, Sterling. Big Magic Johnson. I was thinking,
Magic Johnson. What has he done?
That was when he was apologizing to him.
The best is still when he really just wants to go off on African Americans, but he has restraint.
He's already in so much shit.
There's no African.
There's no African American. Never mind.
George Michael's death, which was, wow, I just saw a picture, the last picture of George Michael, which I saw when he died.
Mm-hmm.
He's so huge. It's really sad. He's out at a restaurant. Really? Yeah, they said he hadn't been out in eons, and he went because two really good friends wanted him to go out, and so he went, and of course somebody snaps a picture like, oh my God, it's huge. And of course everyone uses it when he dies.
Well, the last picture,
God, life sucks.
Oh my God,
life,
look at it.
Worst.
Oh God.
Whoa.
Oh, let me look at it again.
Looks
holy
like me.
Crap. Wow.
No, he is, look at him, he is gigantic.
Wow.
I mean, I never. Is that like? Are we talking 300 pounds or something here?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. It's
really big.
Yeah. Wow.
And yeah, I saw that picture just like a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it really bummed me out because.
Yeah.
God, he was really outstanding. He's a great
hair
talent.
And his yeah.
Freedom.
He's not right. Oh.
What happened?
He's shirtless.
What happened?
The Rock.
He wasn't perfectly in my wheelhouse musically. Is that Andrew Wham guy?
Doesn't it look like The Rock? It looks like The Rock. You guys would have thought that was The Rock.
No.
What?
Rock's
what?
Hot.
What?
That guy's
what are these pictures?
It's Fist Fest before he died. Jesus. This is his last
almost
time
looks
at Fist
like
Fest.
It. George Michael was hooked on pills, chocolate, and Coca-Cola.
According to The Rock.
Stop calling him The Rock.
He kind of looks like The
Rock.
No,
he does not.
Oh, come on.
Mark, you had your eyes fixed. How could you see
I know,
that?
I'm closer to the screen.
If you have a chance
I'm
going to
make
see...
a Twitter poll. Does this look like The Rock?
No.
I don't think it looks like The Rock.
What?
I think it looks like somebody, though. Rock, you mean the other guy? The other guy or George?
The other guy.
I don't think it looks
the Rock
like The Rock.
Would never be smaller than George Michael.
Well, he's standing on something. He's standing on his boner. You should get up to his height.
If you,
the Rock's holding him up.
All right, I give
it's
up.
It's Colombian hairdresser Carlos Arturo Ortiz.
Yeah, they call him The Rock in Colombia.
I'll try to fix it.
If you get a chance to see the documentary on Showtime on George Michael, it's really good. It's really sad, though, because, you know, in the late 80s, he's gay. And he can't tell anyone, and his boyfriend gets AIDS and dies, and he's got to go to a family Christmas dinner like the next day, and he can't, I mean, I just can't imagine how absolutely horrendous that must have been for George Michael. He's a star, he's a huge star.
His family didn't know he was gay?
I don't know, I'm not sure he was with his family or where he was, but he couldn't really talk about it, and... You know, and he's supposed to be George Michael, so nobody can know this. And then, you know, he was obviously tortured in some way in his later years because he was smoking crack and it's really.
When you heard Wham and knew that he was in it, you never would have put that together with possibly being.
Oh
gay.
Yeah, I did, and people did
without ever hearing it.
He never came out. He did stuff for AIDS, and there were signs certainly that he was saying I'm gay, but he never said it.
But then he put out this video with all these hot actors, you know, hot models in it. Wasn't. Cindy Crawford and Christy Turlington, I think.
Well, and chicks loved him. I mean, chicks thought he was very attractive.
That guy lied to him about being The Rock.
Which, you know what? Matt and I were talking about this because Will Kane on ESPN?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He made a great point. They were talking about the Kate Smith story.
Yeah.
That, you know, she sang this song in 1939, therefore, statue down. Song out of Yankee Stadium, song out of Flyers Stadium, you know, all that stuff. And he was saying, well, what about people who were very vocal about being anti-gay rights, gay marriage?
John Wayne.
10 years ago. 15 years ago. What about Kevin Hart? Can he not go out and make money anymore because he's made some really pretty insensitive comments about gays on Twitter?
Now, in the future, they're going to remove all of his DVDs and stand up.
In 60 years?
Yeah. And we're not allowed to say his name in 50 years.
I mean, isn't it kind of strange to say Kate Smith, you know, take everything, and she's dead.
She shouldn't have had a statue anyway.
I thought the statue was a little much. But nonetheless, I mean, should she really be punished for this thing that happened 80 years ago, and yet people were very anti-gay, anti-gay marriage, made fun of gays. I mean, you could go through a lot of comedy routines that would sound pretty politically incorrect, and yet those people survive and evolve and seem to do okay, and nobody wants to take everything away from them, although some probably do. Well, it just seems odd. I wonder, who dug this up on Kate Smith? Did we ever find out
The Yankees did.
What, the Yankees said, you know what, let's see if Kate Smith's ever done anything really terrible.
Kind of.
I think it's just always been known because those songs have existed online forever since the dawn of the internet.
Who's deep diving?
I would
Kate
never
Smith
listen
music.
To any of those songs for one second.
I'm 59 years old and I would never in a million years go, oh, what would Kate Smith sing at a 1939?
That music is so awful.
I just
so
figured somebody
weird.
Somebody's going through a YouTube rabbit hole and ran into
Could
it.
Could be, probably.
You know, looking at one video after another, and then that was recommended. Hey, wait a second.
You know what? I mean, who was woke back then? No one,
No one. There were, there was the Negro Baseball League, for starters. Blacks were not allowed to play baseball in the major leagues.
Maybe the most woke person back in time before there was electricity was Benjamin Franklin, right? Because he was a nudist, and he was into, like, all kinds of crazy shit.
Pussy.
He's a cool dude.
Well, Thomas Jefferson was. Thinker. You know, Thomas Jefferson's banging at some slaves. He's pretty open-minded. I mean, they were slaves. But.
Yeah, but then he kept them.
Oh, it was about his dick.
You know, what about the...
It can't be about your dick.
But then he kept them.
Shouldn't the owners of Major League Baseball teams in the 30s and
Except 20s... Except for Branch Rickey.
Shouldn't all their... Branch Rickey was in the 40s, but shouldn't all their statues be taken down and all their laudits be removed?
They shouldn't have them anyway.
Sure.
So, yeah, we've got George Michael's death, V. Stiviano's creepy Instagram comments, things that go in butts. That's a yearly piece. You can do that every year because they put it out every year. And Janet Jackson's secret child. Oh, that was fun. I remember it as being fun. I don't know.
Yeah, and it goes into Michael, of course.
So did you get you saw the HBO thing, which is on tonight?
Yes.
The trailer for it. How big was she?
The trailer.
It was very dark, and she was wearing something dark, and I was trying to see. The trailer for. And her hair was huge.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Because remember, Janet Jackson is now in the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she didn't perform.
She looked kind of huge.
I thought she looked kind of in between. Mm. Like she can be bigger. Mm. She's one of these
people.
She has
Oprah fluctuations.
She does. She has wild fluctuations. It seems that when she goes on tour, all of us, she must just swallow diet pills by the bottle. She slims way down. It's amazing.
Yeah. Or it's all fake and that baby's fake.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know about that baby. Of course, that baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About, except I do care about that baby because it was an interesting story. I take that back. The baby could not star in that show. And All the Best Of is brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith. Give Scott a call if you want any information or you want to talk about selling your house or if you want to list your house or if you maybe want somebody to help you look for a house. He does it all. He'll call you back in a timely manner. He doesn't mind texting if you want to text. He talks in drops. He listens to the show. You already have something in common with Scott Kunith. His word is his guarantee, and he's the rising star of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. If you want help to find what your home is worth or help in finding your new one, 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746 or skunith at cbwm.com. Scott Kunith, and this is the best of Gruen Meyer. The bigger news, the much, much bigger news was George Michael
mm-hmm.
on Christmas Day. And
it really was his last Christmas.
The irony.
Well, I actually saw that. I mean, it's been everywhere. People have no problem throwing out jokes immediately using song titles. And I saw one. You know how Fox 2 will show comments on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
They had a comment and I just hope this guy was trying to make a joke, but he wrote, "It really was his last Christmas. Thank God he had faith because he's finally found his freedom."
Oh, please tell me he's kidding. I mean, the last Christmas joke is a good joke.
Yeah.
I've seen a million other ones that are all terribly weak next to that one.
He died in a careless whisper.
Oh, God.
Nobody woke him up before they go-goed.
That one's got a little...
It makes no sense.
Got a leg, maybe.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jay, I thought you'd be cranking Faith. The George Michael's Ass song. He had some good song. I mean, he had 10 number one hits.
I don't mind George Michael at all. I really don't. I was texting you. I told you I love Freedom. Freedom 90.
I can't remember. Can you play Freedom 90, Jay? I don't remember that song.
You can't just play it. You have to show the video.
You know, the first thing I thought of when... I thought of George Michael.
Oh, the beating off in the bathroom, right?
No.
No?
Mike Clark's 80s collection. His 80s. Remember
No.
The 5-CD set he bought.
No, you know what it was,
Drew? He wrote
Drew?
Comments next to George Michael songs.
He actually had the double CD best of George Michael, and he did that as well that he did Because he did write the comments on the 80 CDs.
Mike Clark had a double George Michael CD?
Yes.
Did Trish like him a lot?
I don't know. I think Mike, like, remember, he loved Father Figure.
Clark, yeah, he wrote next to Father Figure. Great song. So he used to play it all the time. He'd get really bummed.
I think I have that in my garage. I'll have to dig it up. Do you have the video? I was telling Drew I was obsessed with this video when it came out because there were like five of the biggest supermodels in it, and I used to know them all by heart. It was Cindy Crawford, Linda Evangelista, Christy Turlington, Naomi Campbell. I can't remember the fifth, though. This is a hot video, man. Of course, I was 14.
It's either very sexist or very unsexist of me. I just never know supermodels' names. They're all one girl to me.
Year's
girl.
Now, aside from the video, I actually appreciate this song because you know what it's about, right?
I have no idea.
Breaking away from Wham and being the pop MTV thing, and then now moving into being his own artist, which you can appreciate that, right?
If it wasn't Wham, I'd probably appreciate it more. Did you see the photos of Andrew Ridgeley now? Because he's talking about George.
Is he huge?
He's bald, completely bald with like gray hair.
Really?
Yeah. He looks very, I don't know, very stately. Say about older men.
Distinguished.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a bad looking guy. He just looks very different.
Do you guys like this song or is it just me? Hey, Jay likes it. I'm shocked that Jay likes it.
I'd say the video's better than the song.
I thought I'd get hammered for liking the song. Can we sing along?
Oh, it's okay. The song, so I remember the song now. Was this a monster hit?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I always thought Faith was just the biggest George Michael song. Was that a Wham song?
No, Faith was his. That album was
I feel
was
like
massive.
One of those people that are like 30 now that go... Wait, is that a Wings song or a Beatles song?
It's a Limp Bizkit song.
There's only really one or two Wham songs, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go and Last Christmas. Everything else is pretty much him solo.
I think my biggest complaint about Wham was not only Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, which is just such a...
Wham!
Song title. Yeah, the exclamation point. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Like Bert?
If there was no... Yeah, Bert. Bert was a guy who produced the Jack Diamond show. And he literally, I think he went to court and got an exclamation point put after the T in Bert.
And so then, you had to say, hey, Bert. You got to go, hey, Bert! Bert!
And then he started the Bert show. He left in the Bert show.
It's still going.
It's still, I guess.
It's doing very well.
I think it's a show I would listen to, but I think Bert does okay.
Bert! Who?
Bert! This George Michael thing, though, is just... grim.
Yeah.
Today, it seems pretty solid that he had a pretty bad heroin habit.
But the last picture, he was huge.
I know, it doesn't make any sense. But, you know, he was treated for depression for months at some facility in Sweden, I believe. Oh, that was the beginning of Faith. Yeah. I forgot about the intro.
This is a good song.
It's a good song, I admit it. It's a good pop song. I wish he could leave his ass out of the video for 3 seconds.
Now, if you would have watched the full Freedom video, you would have seen that jacket get lit up in flames and the guitar gets blown up. As he sheds that image.
He wrecks the band's equipment after shows?
He sheds this video's image.
Oh, boy.
It's a little over the top.
Well, he makes it look like fun to be George Michael, which it didn't seem like it was very much fun from what I'm reading now.
Do you remember the Looney Tune we used to have after he got busted in the bathroom, beaten off?
What was the name? What was it to?
Can't wait to masturbate, debate.
Oh, yeah.
All I hear now when I hear this. It's all about touch my body.
Is that in the Riverside? It's got to be.
It's not his.
Oh, it's not?
It's not his. No, it's... God, I can't remember exactly. I looked for it. I can't find it. It's funny, too, about the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Every news story about his death shows that video where he's dancing and snapping.
Yeah.
Which is really funny or ironic because he's dead. So this is the image we have of him is this happy-go-lucky guy on stage snapping and dancing.
Yeah, all the videos. You're right. They are. But you can't get past that last photo of him in September where he's huge.
It's So heroin, that's what they're saying? They think it's heroin?
His last boyfriend said that he was in midst of a bad heroin problem. Some friends are saying that he and the last boyfriend both had drug problems.
Oh,
and
the hairdresser?
Yeah, that's what people are saying, that they were sort of a codependent kind of drug thing, but they were really nasty as hell to each other. I mean, like a real abusive relationship.
Well, there's a story that he was treated for an overdose, but...
There's a couple stories saying he was treated more than once for an overdose, and the hospital apparently kept it quiet for him, but apparently not so quiet now.
Well,
I mean, does it matter? Who cares?
I guess he just totally disappeared, but at the same time we hear that he's been working on this documentary.
Well, it's interesting. Now Rogers was in his house on the 23rd of December.
He was?
Working on the documentary, but he didn't work with George Michael. He said there were a group of people working on the documentary, and he said, I know George was there. Like, he didn't see George,
maybe
but he's
just
in his house.
Maybe
he
just didn't recognize him. Because he's huge.
I was working with some really big guy, but I didn't see George.
I think it might have been George's fatter older brother. Kind of looked like him.
George's twin brother, one with a real low metabolism, is helping out in this thing. He looks a lot like him, but his head's really distorted.
He kind of sounds like him, but he's just huge.
He looks big in that picture. Oh, my God. He looks so big. There's one of just his head.
Yeah.
See the one of his body?
It's a profile side.
Just this thing in front of him, like, I mean, like he was 300 pounds or something. It's just as unfathomable that guy, who I saw in videos in 2013 or
snapping,
2012.
Jumping around.
Actually, the video I'm talking about is one where he got pneumonia. He was thanking all the hospital people nurses and stuff, and he was almost crying. He was crying, actually. He looked fine. I mean, he looked perfectly fine. He really did.
I wonder what it was.
What the...
Like that sent him on this...
Fat.
Sent him on this downward spiral.
Okay, well, he was in a depression facility in Zurich, I think they said, for months. And I wouldn't be surprised. I know some people who've had depression meds that really were
blow
a
you.
Problem. Yeah. What's the irony of that? You're depressed as hell, but you're thin. And you find the perfect medication, and it makes you gain 60 pounds.
Really?
And what a bummer. Well, you saw Naomi Judd, the Judd mom?
Oh, yeah.
She's depression meds.
Wow.
And, I mean, her face is just bloated as hell.
Huge.
And actually, the two people I know, one gained about 80 pounds.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this person was very, very depressed.
What were these? What are the meds?
A lot heavy duty.
I mean, not
meds.
Like Prozac and Zoloft.
No, heavier, yeah. He was on multiple meds.
Oh, man.
And somebody else I know gained a good 30 or 40. I mean, significant.
Oh,
but a lot different. And so that's my guess, because I just don't see this guy being that big. Certainly not from heroin.
No, heroin, you know, you always think of rail thin people.
So here's the other bummer is apparently he's extremely self-conscious about his looks, and he just didn't want anyone to see him looking like that. They said the September dinner he went to was the only time he left the house.
Wow.
People are aware of in, you know, virtually 9-10 months.
Jeez.
Which is, you know... I mean, that's torture.
Sounds like he's this incredibly generous guy, too.
No, you know, he sounds like a really good guy. Really good guy.
You heard about the Deal or No Deal thing? Saw somebody lose some money on Deal or No Deal that they were trying to save for IVF.
George Michael?
Well, he was
watching Deal
TV.
Or No Deal, really?
Yeah, and the person lost the money. So he called and donated the money that they lost for the IVF.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Only revealed until after he died. There were a bunch of those little stories like that.
Wow.
Where he actually spent time at a homeless shelter, too.
You know, I saw Carmelo Anthony give a car to that kid.
Really?
He's got cancer. He's 17 years old. He's being treated. He's having a real rough time. Gave this kid a brand new car on Christmas Day. Really nice story.
He did?
Yeah.
Carmelo did?
Carmelo Anthony. And I've never been a fan of the guy. I mean, I liked him at Syracuse, but in the pros, I just...
George Carl's never been a big fan either.
No.
Jesus.
But, I mean, that's the kind of thing that can make you a fan.
Yeah, Yeah.
You know, he just looked very sincere. He was there. It wasn't like some assistant was there giving the car to the kid. He was there doing it.
There is something to be said that we find out about George Michael's stuff after he dies as opposed to doing it on Christmas in front of a camera. Like Carmelo, right? But I guess the fact is he just did it. So,
George Michael, the celebrity net worth, $200 million. Andrew Ridgely. Any guesses?
Negative 4,000.
$25
million. Oh, really?
Well, I made a lot of money.
Don't you mean wham?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was the other joke, too. You go to bed, next thing you know, wham, you're dead. My buddy sent that to me. Thanks.
No one's got legs.
The best meme, though, is the one with the picture of George Michael, the character from Arrested Development. It's just, you know, Michael Cera is just a goofball. And it says, R.I.P. George Michael. That one kills me. As bad as it killed George Michael.
No, not as bad. Not even close.
Jay and I were talking about this, too. Sarah Michelle Gellar tweeted out about the death of Boy George.
Oh, Jay was telling me about that. I was laughing out loud. That is so damn funny.
Boy,
and
really?
She knows immediately, and she tries to take it back. And, of course, somebody gets a screenshot, and she's fucked.
Do you really want to hurt me? I guess you do, 2016. R.I.P. Boy George. I was truly one of your biggest fans.
Oh, shit.
Oops.
And that's very believable, too, that Boy George would die. I don't know why. It seems like it to me.
Well, I mean, they're all gay musicians from Britain.
He doesn't look very healthy in a long time either.
No. He's gotten big, too, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. I mean, I always thought...
This is this follow-up tweet she sent out. Just as sad when you get the correct information. R.I.P. George Michael. Thank you, everyone, for correcting me.
So I wonder if she's more sad about that Boy George was dead, or was she more sad when she found out George Michael was dead?
I think she was mostly sad when she found out she tweeted out the wrong thing.
Yep, I think you're right.
Made it about herself. Speaking of making it about themselves, did you watch Inside Edition today?
I did.
About Jim Moray's story about the death of George Michael. He made it totally about the time he interviewed George Michael about coming out.
No, I heard the story was coming up, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was Jim Murray remembering his interview with George Michael when he came out of the closet. And I was like, that's kind of self-serving.
You got the first interview?
Yeah, he was on CNN.
I'm sure the people at Inside Edition put massive... Jim, you had the first interview. My God, you are the story.
He's never shy.
I'm sure he didn't mind.
Well, remember he had a big Jim Murray's health crisis. That was a big story this fall. On Inside Edition only.
Yes. The funniest thing, and I, you know, I'm not trying to find humor in George Michael's death. Actually, I thought
he would want you to laugh.
He would. No, you're right.
He had a good sense of humor. I knew him well.
The letter from Frank Sinatra when he gave the interview complaining about how hard it was to be a star and how troubled he was.
You just hear Frank saying these words.
Oh, it's so perfect. They reprinted the entire letter in the Daily Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that was real.
Oh, it's totally real. Absolutely, it's real.
That was fake.
I know, and Frank's like 80.
Yeah.
And the fact that he would bother to write this letter just kills me, but I think it was, in his own weird way, it was good advice. When I saw your calendar cover today about George Michael, the reluctant pop star, my first reaction was we should thank the good Lord every morning when he wakes up to have all that he has. And that'll make two of us thanking God every morning for all that we have. I don't understand a guy who lives in hopes of reducing the strain of his celebrity status. Here's a kid who wanted to be a pop star since I was about 7 years old, he says.
A kid.
And now he's a smash at 27, and he wants to quit doing what tons of gifted youngsters all over the world would shoot grandma for. Just one crack at what he's complaining about. Come on, George, loosen up. Swing, man.
Swing.
Dust off those gossamer wings and fly yourself to the moon of your choice and be grateful to carry the baggage we've all had to carry since those lean nights of sleeping on buses and helping to drive unload the instruments.
The moon of choice?
Yeah.
Probably one of Uranus's.
And no more of that talk about the tragedy of fame. The tragedy of fame is when no one shows up and you're singing at a cleaning lady in some empty joint that hasn't seen a paying customer since St. Swithin's Day? St. Swithin's Day?
What?
What the hell is that? I don't even know.
He's in such a rage. He doesn't understand his own references.
And you're nowhere near that, Michael. Your top dog at the top rung of a tall ladder called stardom, which in Latin means thanks to the fans who were there when it was lonely. Talent must not be wasted. Those who have it, and you obviously do it, today's calendar cover article would have been about Rudy Valli. Those who have talent, most hug it, embrace it, nurture it, and share it, lest it be taken away from you as fast as it was loaned to you. Trust me, I've been there. Sinatra.
That's pretty sweet. That's a pretty badass letter.
That was, too. I'm with you, Frank, where we are. Do you hear who's, who's going to get George Michael's money? There's no offspring.
His boyfriend, the hairdresser?
They think, they're speculating that the...
Andrew Ridgely?
No, not Andrew Ridgely. He has a number of godchildren.
Oh, really? He's
very close to. He takes it very... He's very sincere about being a godparent to Jerry Halliwell's kid, for example, the Spice Girl.
Really? I think that kid will be fine.
He's going to leave her a big load, along with... They're all celebrity
load,
kids.
Gross.
They're all celebrity kids.
Really?
Yeah. That's.
I bet you he donates a ton of it.
Well, they charity, too.
Yeah. Did he have a will, unlike Prince?
I think he did have a will.
Good. Well, he was getting huge.
The megastar was a godparent to a number of celebrity friends' children, who are now thought to have been left a share of his estimated, they say, $100 million estate.
I was wondering if Dr. Stuart Fisher had made comment yet, but then I realized that it would probably have been, he's digging himself a grave with a fork and a knife.
I can't believe it's with a fork and a knife. I think he was digging himself a grave, but I just have a feeling it's got to be meds, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe steroids for somebody, some autoimmune or...
Well, that was the other thing I was thinking of was Jerry Lewis, when Lewis got just huge because of an addiction to steroids.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I guess we're basing on two photos. Who knows? Maybe it's heroin. Maybe he used the heroin. Maybe he was on depression meds and then used heroin to get thin.
I'm trying to think of heroin. Big, heavy people on heroin, other than Artie Lang?
Yeah, Artie? Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
You know, I'm trying to remember who wrote this. It might have been...
I mean, he could have just got hooked on it, I guess.
Well, he was smoking crack, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, allegedly.
Was Philip Seymour Hoffman fat when he died?
Yeah, he was fat.
He's big, yeah.
Big guy. He was always big. But this guy was not big. He was a thin guy his entire life.
Yeah, it's almost like the heroin made him fat, which I guess it seems like it.
I mean, it seems like something. Well, you know, you are talking about he definitely seems to appear to have a love for downers.
Oh, really?
Well, heroin.
Yeah.
No, crack cocaine would not be a downer. But his other arrests were like sleeping pills. He had a sleeping pill addiction.
Oh, that's that infamous picture of him crashed in the car.
Yeah.
Just crashed.
He had to be waken up by police twice in a car.
Just like Michael Floyd.
Yes.
And both the reaction is pretty similar. It's just these eyes like, huh? Just wide eyes like, why are you tapping on my window?
Do you recall George Michael going to jail?
No.
One of these stories said he was in jail for 4 weeks after one of these automobile deals. I don't think that's right, though. I don't remember him being in jail. But anyway, that was a big one. I mean, 2016,
well,
as Madonna says, go away, 2016!
God.
Did you hear her rant about 2016? She's angry at 2016 for taking away so many of her heroes.
It's just a year. You knock it off.
I know. It's a 365-day period.
Yeah, it doesn't have arbitrary feelings.
on a piece of paper called a calendar.
Do you think, in that same vein, that Scott Weiland's family's mad that he didn't die like a month later because then he would have been in 2016? Didn't he die about December of 2015?
He died that late in 2015? God, it seems like longer ago than that to me.
Was
Scott Weiland the most untalked about large rock and roll death maybe of all time?
Oh, I think so.
Because I think of him as being
December
huge.
3rd of last year.
Okay.
I think that's part of it. And then Bowie died pretty quick after that. Maybe
a whole month, though.
Well, yeah, but it's a month nobody pays attention to December.
True. If you're going to die and you want attention for it, December's not the month.
I think a lot of people thought that Weiland wasn't on top because the months leading up, he was really performing in very small shows.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's probably a lot of truth to that, but he still was like
he was the lead singer
of
two pretty big bands.
Groups, yeah.
And he was the straw that stirred the drink in both of those bands.
That's funny. Don't you think he's bigger than George Michael in a way?
I do.
Although Michael's had a more number one hit.
George Michael's more of a pop star.
Yeah.
Weiland's more of a rock star. I don't know. I think some of it had to do with the fact that Weiland was so destined for that death.
True.
For so long. And so many of the guys that were having troubles when he was in his 20s really cleaned themselves up. They either died or they cleaned themselves up.
Yeah.
You know, it might have been Scott Weiland. Now that I think about it, I was trying to remember whose quote this was. I want to say Anthony Kiedis, maybe. They were talking about how the subject was rock star deaths. And he was saying the problem with rock stars and heroin is that you have so much money, they buy obscene amounts of heroin. Most people buy heroin every day. Mm-hmm. They buy what they need for the day, and that's all they can manage. I mean, if you've watched Intervention or any of those crazy shows, you see these. And I always find myself going, God, why don't they save up and go out there for three, you know, get three days worth of what? It just seems like.
Well, they don't have the money.
Right.
I mean, and that's pretty much their whole day.
It's an endless circle, exactly, yeah. Going out like this one couple they had in there. They would panhandle for like 6 hours, and they'd be dope sick.
Is this the one that missed the party?
Yeah, she was late for the party at mom's house. Like 6 hours late or something. And they walked in like, hi, everybody.
6 hours late.
They had just copped, and so they're happy, of course.
Everything's great.
Everything's fine. But they were out panhandling, and they were feeling like shit.
But rock stars will buy enough for months and then probably just blow through it really fast.
Well, yeah, he was saying that generally people are so in love with heroin, they always want to do more.
Yeah.
And, you know, unless you have really good discipline, you're going to OD at some point because you're going to go, oh, I got to get back to where I was. I got to take another hit, or I'm not high enough. And they always have more because they don't buy their daily ration and just do it like most people do. Here's things people get stuck inside themselves. My wife works in the ER at Detroit Receiving. You wouldn't believe the story she comes home with. God, that must be fun. She said a majority of the time it's suburban people who come in. They don't want to go to a hospital near them for fear of bumping into someone they know. And occasionally they act like they don't speak English so they don't have to explain. She's seen more than a share of balls get stuck inside there. People don't realize you need to get something with a wide base because if you use a round ball, once it goes in more than halfway, there's nothing to stop it from going all the way in.
Oh.
She also had a nice suburban married couple come in where the vibrator they were using went all the way into the guy. Part of us felt really bad for them.
Ugh.
Figuring they'd been married for a while, they decided to try something crazy to spice it up and went horribly awry.
Oh.
We also laughed, though, thinking about when the husband's reaction was when he heard his wife say, uh-oh, and how long they must have tried fishing it out at home before they went to the ER. She also had a patient come in with one of those small glass Coke bottles. The regular ones.
Like I brought over that one time, remember?
That's right. Those are great, by the way.
In your butt?
No, not my butt. I didn't try that yet. The retro ones with all the curves crammed up there. They finally got it out with, and it was filled with crap, and they had to send the entire bottle to pathology as part of the procedure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
She's okay.
The worst story came recently. Get this one.
I didn't think about it. He actually had to shit in the bottle because it was in his butt.
Yep. Isn't that nice? Oh, boy. The worst story came recently. A guy came with a giant zucchini stuck in him.
Oh,
giant zucchini. I was telling you about this before. Oh. He said he went to downtown Detroit to pick up a prostitute, brought her home, found out she was actually a he. He figured he'd already paid, so he might as well go ahead, and as part of the act, he crammed the zucchini
what?
Up there.
Wait, what?
He'd already paid, so he might as well go ahead.
For his money?
Isn't frugal.
That's not a refundable thing. When you find out there's a penis, you can't
I think that's
money
part
back.
Of the transaction, is assuming there's a vagina in there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So she's getting his money
it's
back.
False
yeah,
advertising.
That is,
send her on her way.
That was not a contract, a proper contract. The contract was not enforced properly. In the meantime, the zucchini rotted and needed to be surgically removed.
Ew.
The guy ended up with a messed up colon and needed a colostomy bag for a few months while he healed.
Really?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine it? Yeah, I got this bag for a while. It really sucks.
What happened?
Why do you need it? Yeah.
Playing around with this. I thought this prostitute turned out to be a dude, and I just went with it. Next thing you know, I had a zucchini in my ass. It rotted. They had surgery to remove it, and now I got this
colostomy. Wait, what?
Bag. What? I know. It's crazy.
Did his body absorb any of the minerals from said zucchini while it was rotting?
Right.
No, I don't really understand.
You get useful nutrition from that.
Wait, why couldn't he just dump it out?
Yeah, poop it.
Did he trim the
zucchini? I think he waited a few days.
Oh, right.
How do you think he used the zucchini, Jay?
That's not a smooth ride.
He did wait a few days before he came in, remember?
Oh.
Why it rotted.
That must have been a harrowing few days.
I know. Can you imagine how awful that must have been? The worst part is that the story doesn't even sound believable. We tried figuring out what really happened. If he thinks this version is less embarrassing than the truth,
Another time, a woman came with a golf pencil shoved up her urethra.
Oh,
not her vagina. Not her vagina, her urethra. Ugh. My wife's exact words when telling the story were, I'm a nurse, and if you gave me a bottle of wine and a hand mirror, I don't think I could even find it to shove anything up there.
Oh. Wow. True. Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
That's really bad.
Wow, those are good.
Here's something Doug sent in that was kind of funny. I've been off work this week. They play these commercials endlessly during Judge Judy for a local lawyer. The lawyer doesn't appear in them, but his voice pops up as if he's on the phone with his client. He seems a little excited by the law or by tragedy, not sure which. The client is shown saying they're injured or something bad happens, and he says, I'm coming right now.
Oh, I've seen those.
I'm coming right now.
Oh, gross.
I want to get that drop.
Wait, along those lines, I had Dr. Phil on for about 5 minutes today.
Oh, so you heard three words?
Probably. Max.
He was interviewing a lady who was getting a divorce, and the story I gathered from watching, honestly, 5 minutes, was that her divorce attorney started hitting on her and touching her and stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the stories she told was that he started asking really personal questions, and Dr. Phil's like, when you were on the phone? And she's like, yeah. So the idea is getting off while asking me these questions.
Oh, boy.
Wow. So apparently, it's possible that same attorney.
Oh, right. Oh, he's coming.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you just say I'm on my way?
It also says that the client is... Wait, then at the end, they again play him saying, I'm coming right now again.
and then the variant, I'm still coming.
Why did V. Stiviano wear that stupid mask?
For when Sterling blew dust, she wouldn't get in her eyes.
Was she afraid of the sun or something? What the hell?
All the
that?
Pictures, the paparazzi. Yeah, it was that's what she claimed.
Oh,
I'm Mr. Sterling, everything. I'm
rabbit.
His confidant, his best friend, his silly rabbit.
Yes,
nice.
And she got two. What'd you have? Two Mercedes, yeah, and a Rolls Royce or something. And she had a $500,000 home.
I just heard there something else that made me laugh. I'm his best friend.
Yeah.
That idiot was that old billionaire's best friend.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm man.
Right-hand arm man. What's that moron up to?
They had so much in common.
What is she doing these days?
I'm trying to remember, though. Did he say he banged her? He did, didn't he? Didn't he act like she was his girlfriend?
I thought he said that in the tapes.
And I thought after...
Who cares what color your skin is? Open your legs.
And I thought after all this mess, they still legs. Ended up becoming like friends again. And such she was around him.
Did they? Will you do a Google search on her? I'm curious what V. Stiviano is
up to. I'm looking at her Instagram. She has the V. Stiviano Foundation.
Doesn't do anything.
How many followers? How many followers do you think she has on Instagram? That idiot.
Oh boy, I'm really frightened to even venture a guess. I'm going to say she has 80,000.
58,000. 58,000.
Why?
And her most recent post is her singing and showing her boobs.
Oh, she's showing her boobs?
Well, I mean, it's just the camera's on her boobs.
Lovely.
What a dope.
I know. How do these idiots find each other?
And I feel like bad that I caused it.
In comparison, because we brought her up earlier, yeah. Catch Me Outside on Instagram.
Yeah.
9.6 million.
Including all three of Tom Mazzaway's daughters.
Oh, really?
Probably. They love her.
How about that?
They love her.
They think she's cool.
Really?
Yeah. Remember how bummed out Maz was? She was on and they were all excited.
You can buy a baseball hat that says V period Stiviano because all these guys are wearing it in her Instagram.
Oh, please. As if anyone wants a V Stiviano hat. How absolutely stupid.
The header for her Instagram, too, says V Stiviano Foundation with a website, and you click on the website, and it's available for sale. Hey, maybe there's a phone number attached to it.
Ooh.
Hey, let's see if there's a phone number.
I'd love to help the Stiviano Foundation. I'm a longtime fan of their fine work in the community.
Yeah, they hand out those masks.
For some reason, the mask popped up in the news.
Recently?
Yep. You know why?
Why?
Oh, because it was worn during some big concert in Hollywood the other day by Noah Cyrus.
Oh, Miley's stupid sister?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So...
How's her dad, Cyrus, doing, by the way?
Cyrus.
Well, I re-recorded the Achy Breaky Heart.
Well, how dare that guy tell the world that We should call him Cyrus. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck off. You're Billy Ray. I'll call you Billy Ray.
He's got a daughter who's got this gigantic career, another daughter who's being force-fed down our throats who sucks, and he's done none. He's got nothing out of it. I mean, he's done zero since that stupid song, right? Like yeah, 25 years ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has he done anything since?
No. I mean, you got to believe he had a follow-up single.
Well, I mean, he was in the show with Miley. He played her dad in,
oh, that's right.
Hannah Montana.
Oh, whatever.
There's a number associated with the Vistaviano website.
Well, it's time to call.
Although
I'm looking for Vag.
It ends in 00, so I'm not sure.
Vagstiviano?
Vag.
Well, is it West Coast?
Vag. Yeah. No, Jay's going to call her up.
For sure. I want to find out about their work. I've got my checkbook here. Ready to make a donation.
And you're going to rip the check up. It takes 16 seconds to rip it up.
Here's my check for $100,000 for the Stiviano Foundation. Oh, please answer.
Please. Mailbox of.
What?
Three,
what? What? Wait, I thought this was Stiviano Foundation. I'm trying to write my check to the Stiviano Foundation, and I needed to talk to somebody. And I don't know what to do. I got a $100,000 check for the Stiviano Foundation, but I'm not going to be able to write it right now. Cause
wait until you hear from me.
Oh, whoa.
You don't answer the phone.
I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
Donald's got a bigger check than I do. Anything else you want to add, Donald?
Here he is, trying his best.
See? Yeah.
He made love to every girl in every city in America.
No, I didn't say magic. Oh,
we want to help people.
Yeah, exactly.
One day you'll pay us back.
Yeah, you guys can pay us back later.
I'm sorry. I didn't...
What?
Huh? What happened,
Tom? Oh, he's fading. His batteries and he's charging.
And I feel bad that I caused it.
The what? The AIDS?
Too bad we don't.
This explosion comes on his desk.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Thank God you have those masks.
Well, let me just say that I apologize.
Oh, well, we'll call back another time. Hopefully you guys will answer the phone.
See
you. Who cares what color your skin is? Open your legs.
Exactly.
Bye.
I don't know if this is her real Twitter account, but there's a Vistaviano Twitter account,
mm-hmm.
and every tweet is signed Vistaviano.
Wait, she uses like 20 characters to sign her name?
Yeah. Blessed are those that feed the pigeons. Vistaviano. When the rat race doesn't end, continue playing the games. I love puzzles, mazes, and riddles. Bring it. Vistaviano.
Well, she's so clever. Of course she wants to attach her name to those incredible quotes.
Some people save money. Others save information. My piggy bank is half full, yet half empty. Vistaviano.
Aside from that mask thing with Noah Cyrus, like she hasn't been in the news at all. Like one of the most recent ones was from 2016 where the question is asked, is Vistaviano transgender?
What?
Yeah. So, that's just like they have nothing to talk to her or talk
about. I never thought that.
No.
No.
I mean, she looked pretty curvy to me.
Oh, that was a nice tweet.
I mean, I never liked her.
That's just the latest news piece on her. There's just nothing.
November 1st, 2016, she tweeted out, Hanukkah. That's it. Just the word. Huh.
What other, did she have any other words of wisdom? Or
no, let me go back. Hang on. And I went off of it. The need to escape my reality made me an addict. Vistaviano. Stiviano.
Such a stupid remark.
Have you ever been horny on an empty stomach?
It's a terrible, terrible nightmare.
How many likes or retweets do you think that one got? Have you ever been horny on an empty stomach?
I'm going to say because she has complete morons following her. Let's see, retweets
she
and
only,
likes.
She only has 337 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, very small.
Wait,
person.
Why does she have so many people?
I don't know.
Okay, 337. I'm going to say she has two likes.
One like, one no like. Retweets.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find her most popular tweet on here. Those last couple that I read, neither. Zero on all of them.
So sorry to hear that.
Oh, here's one that got 3 retweets and 5 likes. Damn, to be quite honest, I've been through a lot. Feast Viviano.
That got 3 retweets? Mm-hmm.
And then it got 2 replies on it. Theodore Broadnax replied,
he's got AIDS.
But you still made it through, beautiful.
With a and he had
of, AIDS. Oh, he's trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Jerk. So transparent, you loser.
Idiots. Everyone's always trying. I was laughing at, you know, the Michaela Maroney Instagram that made news. Did you see that? Where she's dancing with her butt?
Yeah. I saw it.
I mean, she looked good.
4 times.
Wait, Michaela
Maroney. She was the gymnast that won silver medal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Made
yeah.
the face. So yeah.
She the posted, cute one.
Yeah.
The cute one, right?
Yeah, we had her in studio. She's really cool. She had an Instagram video where she's dancing, and everyone was like, oh, my God, she's all grown up and has this nice bubble butt and looked pretty hot, and people thought she was hacked. And her response to that was, I was not hacked, you know, love life or something.
I was just being hot.
Some stupid, yeah, exactly. But what's funny is I started looking at a lot of her Instagram pictures, and honestly, every single one, there's a comment on it like, damn, baby, like just totally hitting on this chick. And talking about how sexy she is and
is
how
that
they Michaela? Bang her. Yeah.
Jesus.
Now read the comments, Brandon. What are the comments?
She's turned into quite a whore.
If you got it, flaunt it. Keep posting, boo. I see a future gold in modeling.
She's just shaking her ass.
Yeah.
She's wearing a thong and a crop top, and she's turning around and around and around, just shaking her little ass.
She looks good.
No, she looks really good. But wait, isn't this like a gold medal gymnast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did she become a gold medal whore?
Recently.
I mean, this is probably not good for endorsements.
Oh, well, no, I think this is her attempt to break away, because I think she kind of wants to,
well, she wants
model
to do porn?
More, maybe
yeah.
do some...
Music, I think, is her other music. Big
I'd
thing.
Say if she wants to do porn, this is really good.
Yeah, here's her latest. This is from 2 days ago. So
her fans are really upset.
She's song again. Man. What are the fans saying?
They just don't understand what's going on.
Read the dude hitting on her, Brandon. There's got to be some creep that jumped in on this because she looks pretty
hot
there.
Which picture?
Bellissima.
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 I know two languages.
That's not even a word.
I'm so proud of you. You are a beautiful woman. You should be proud of that body.
God.
Here's one. It's a little older, and it's just like her in jean shorts. And, you know, she just writes, hey, I'm having a lovely day. And, of course, so y'all don't think your ass fake? Because I do. That's the top comment.
This one here has a top comment. No wonder all these N-words today want to F all these white bitches. Jeez.
Oh,
she's a fucking Olympic gymnast. Her ass is so fucking bomb because she works out all the time. Can y'all calm the fuck down?
She got quite an ass on her.
I don't know, but why are these people arguing?
I don't know. It's so screwed up. Like, she's going to do anything with any of these people.
Here's one from last July because she wrote, Happy Fourth of Us, and she's in a bikini. She looks very pretty. And first comment is, tasty. Next comment. I'd fuck with 4Ks. Next one. Post more of these. Next one. You so could get the D in all caps. Next one. This bitch is botched. Next one. Keep posting the tiny outfits. Fucking yummy. The next one. Beautiful eyes like the sunshine of a heart.
Oh, shut up.
Next one.
Shut up. Who is that loser?
Rip Rosen Robinson.
Stop it.
Next one.
You're
sweet.
Fake.
Then the next one. This is sexy and cute. Next one. Here it is. Finally. Can I fuck you?
Oh, boy.
Damn.
And she posts more. She's like, oh, my God, this is hot. Look at all these guys want me.
Here's one from
another one.
My dick is so hard for you. That's from King James the Chosen One 2003.
This one's actually written by a chick here. It says, she got implants, clearly. If you search your name and type gymnast after it, you see a picture from between 2011 and 13. She had no boobs, small ass.
I love the people that waste their time doing this.
We're just fine for reading them. There's nothing wrong with that.
Of course.
Especially to 40,000 people.
So here's another one, her in a bikini, the first comment. Great body. Yum. That's from Meat Popsicle 15. Next one. Lord. A bunch of D's. Next one. All in caps. Damn, you fine. Next one from It's Pilo. He just writes, please do a split on my dick. I told you, I was reading these for, honestly, an hour the other day.
I want to think this way. Just for 10 minutes, I want a brain that thinks this way. How would that be fun?
Her next one. Her butt is fake.
Next one. Gotta check.
This body so, and then bunch of fire emojis. Next, this is from Kalon Vickers. So, girl, you down to smash because you're cousin or what?
God. I got one where she's pouring her boobs out and she's taking a drink of a smoothie.
And, I share that one, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one last one for this bikini one from Ja Truth Be Told. Can I eat your pussy?
Yeah. Man, Brandon, those lips, she gets some lip injections, I do believe.
I know, and the top
this
comment.
This chick is ready for porn, I'm telling you.
Top comment. Hey, nice pair of lips. Like the way they wrap around that.
She got a straw in her mouth.
I wish I was a green smoothie right now. DSLs. Them lips, dough.
DSLs. Does everyone know what DSLs? Oh, why we don't have to say
hey, great cleavage.
She does. She's got some boobs for a gymnast. Oh, those are fake, right?
Her boobs, no. Her
not
boobs
that
are,
they don't
she's
count.
She's not that old. She, her, she's
their
22.
Boobs don't. They don't look fake at all.
I'm going to take a guess, and this picture is not actually about that smoothie.
Oh, jeez.
Pouring them tubes.
Oh, boy.
She looks good, though.
Well,
here's another one where she's got ripped jeans. Here's one that says, I can rip your zipper for you. And Mark 17780 just writes, I'd eat that.
Oh, God.
Next one. How do I get one of these sent to my phone? Like she's going to privately send you pictures. JIS87 writes, why wear pants? Then if it looks like that's... Wait, why wear...
Jizz 87?
Yeah. Why wear a pants? Then if it looks like that, LOL, take it off. A bunch of Fs.
The one I'm looking at, she's in a wife beater and like boy booty shorts, and she's got her hands down her pants.
Yep, down her pants.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she is bucking for porn.
Andrew Jenkins, hey, what you touching?
That guy
Muhammad
likes
Jabril.
Subtlety.
Tickle the kitty.
Ew.
Oh, I like the way you did that, Brandon. That was sexy.
Ugh. Riggsy, nice boobs.
There's got to be other. See, it's funny because she's not.
Why is that chick claiming she has fake boobs? I mean, not that I care.
People are assholes.
I want to go back and find a 2011 picture just for kicks.
2011, she was like 15.
I know. No, I don't care. You were doing fine, Brandon. You can go back.
Yeah.
She's got a pretty face, too.
I think she's really.
I think she'd be a star in porn. I would recommend, if I were her high school guidance counselor, I would suggest porn.
Yeah, well, she already has gold medals, though.
Very limber.
Well, she needs to do something. She can't do gymnastics forever. You're done at like 17, so porn's the obvious next step.
It's like she just got her period now.
Oh,
isn't that what they always say?
Yes.
What?
Do you have to point that out?
Well, maybe that's why she's finding all this sexual freedom.
Jeremy Chu is very concerned about some of these pictures where her boobs are hanging out. Girl, your tits are totally falling out of your top. Just pull your shirt up a bit so they won't have to deal with the nip slip.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. He's so worried. Wow, that is a very provocative picture. I'm telling you, she's going to do porn. I'm almost ready to put money on it.
Okay, good. Now give me a little smile. Come on now. Okay.
That nice big freckle on your left boob. I want to make circles around it using my tongue.
Oh, gross.
Put your other hand up higher so I can see your bust.
Such a slob. Look at that. Can you believe how young she looks? There's the picture of her when she was in studio. So that would have been after the Olympics. Look how...
She would need her cushion flipped if she could hear these drops right now. Imagining herself being told those things.
And then someone will write.
Arch the fan just a little bit. and then give me a little smile.
Look at that.
Okay.
And then someone will write,
flip it again.
Here's a space for you to sit down and take a picture of his mouth.
Now you want to face the wall, put your hands up on the wall, and arch your butt back towards me.
Every picture, it's Slut City.
From her?
Yeah.
Well, she's just showing off how pretty she is. That's good. Yeah. I want to encourage that. Women, you know, if you want to look sexy and put your picture out there, good. Do it.
Well,
I just
I'm
laugh.
Not complaining.
I just laugh at all these animals. Just.
No, the remarks are, I would think she would see some of these messages and she'd go, oh my God, I'm never putting another picture up again. These creeps.
She likes it, though.
No, obviously. That's what I'm saying. I guarantee it. She's doing porn.
Yeah, did you see the million and a half followers.
Did you see the sexy one in front of the Iron Gates? Have you seen that picture?
No.
Here's some kind. It's just like her looking really, you know, attractive in front of, you know, the gates to her house and a couple of comments. First one from Pootie Pie Septic. Let's fuck. And amazingly, the second comment is, let's fuck, from someone else.
Oh, come on. Be a little creative, guys.
Let's see. Whoever came up with the saying, nobody's perfect, clearly has never taken a look at you.
Did you stick your penis in her mouth?
That's from Julian Hunter 84.
Yeah, you are so not getting laid, Julian, you loser.
This is the one that Mark's looking at.
Oh, man.
Okay,
did you stick your penis anywhere on her?
From Kelsey 908. Okay, but can she just stop being, like, so hot already? Like, what the fuck? The next one, holy F.
Let's fuck.
Okay, this must be from, oh yeah, Leliana Mahalona. She must be some chick. She just writes, okay, bitch, we get it. Bye.
That's kind of what I want to say. Jeez, get over yourself.
You don't want to say, like, this person, I want sex with her. The next one, marry me. Let's see.
Sun's out, boobs out.
I would literally be in love if I just saw you.
The last post on it. Why so serious? Because she's making that. Yeah. She's trying to make a sexy face, but she looks really intense.
When we hanging out. That's funny because, you know, if she wanted to, like, go bang one of these dudes, all she had to do is reply.
Yep. I just broke the internet.
I'm not on the internet.
I would cross oceans and lands. I would fight anyone just to get to your beautiful ass. I'm going to wish for you under my tree.
Oh. This comment reminded me, this person wrote, I look at your nude pics every day, just letting you know.
Oh,
she was a victim of the fappening.
Mm. Oh.
I totally forgot about that.
That's true.
A victim. She was so pleased when people hacked that. She couldn't wait to get hacked.
Here you go.
Is that the fappening pictures?
Yeah, they were. God. This one here.
Jesus.
Most of these are fake, so you got to wade through.
Is that one with her legs way up in the air fake?
This one with the
one with no bottoms on, with the giant bush?
Yeah. So there was also, I think, a shower one.
Is that real? I'm asking.
No.
No? Are you sure? That looks real.
I don't think that's her.
You don't think
this
so?
Is this one?
No.
This one always came out.
Is that her, Jay? Is that the one? Yeah. Jay's got some.
Oh.
On his private phone.
Yeah, Jay those hasn't stored. Happening ones, oh my God. So she likes
a creep looking at these pictures. She looks about. How old is she?
She's got to be there in those. Barely 18.
Yeah, boy,
she's not that young or old. She's
21 now.
She's 21 now. Wow.
She's gold medalist.
Let's see. Who are they?
5'4".
I'm sure the Kardashians probably get really explicit offers to bone. But they're kind of, you know. It's more more innocent ones like this that I find funny.
Innocent?
Well, it's more innocent than what the Kardashians would post.
Really?
I'm trying to think of who else. Who else would get hit on? Oh, I bet you I know someone who would get hit on all the time. Ariel Winter with her Instagram.
Yeah, but she's really throwing them out there too lately.
I know.
Who's that? Wait, she's not a gymnast?
The girl from Modern Family.
The middle child, the younger daughter that has just the Mondo rack. Yeah.
But she's only 19.
And she, fun fact, her brother was Pugsley in the
Hold on, I got to hit my coffee.
Adam's
don't let me
movies.
Miss anything.
Really?
Yeah. She recently got emancipated.
Who's this dude in all these pictures?
It's her boyfriend.
Oh, get out of here, dude. She was on Jimmy Kimmel, and she was talking about how, like, that's not my first house. You know, she's 19, lives in this mansion, and she started, and Jimmy's like, well, what do you cook? Do you do the yard work? You know, just kind of the whole joke, this famous Hollywood person would be doing all the stuff herself. And she goes, well, my boyfriend cooks for me, and he does all that stuff. And I'm sitting there thinking, who's his boyfriend? What a great gig. He gets to live in Ariel Winter's house. You know, she's beautiful. He gets to bang her, and all he does is take care of the house in Palm Springs, California. But she's an Instagram champ.
Yeah. No, as soon as she became of age, she just started throwing them all out.
Good. I'm glad she was pumped for it.
Yeah, she actually had some leaks, I thought, too, recently.
Here's one where she's showing a lot of side boob.
Is that Ariel?
I don't know if it's real.
Let me see. I'll be the judge.
Oh, no. I've been...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, crap. I've been spammed.
What?
By bongacams.com.
Bong.
Shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, these are the ones that kind of came out recently, and people think they're her.
My
or she is nude. And they do that thing where they circle, like, here's the tattoo. Here's a tattoo in another picture. So it's got to be her in the nude.
This one Instagram picture, some of the comments, why don't you wear clothes anymore? Next one.
A chick, right?
Next one, very nice, followed by worst, and ouch, and then fatty.
Look at the diameter of her nipples.
What?
Jesus.
The areola?
Yeah. That's like a sand dollar.
Really hurt?
I don't know. I'm trying.
I mean, seriously, wouldn't, if you put a sand dollar on top of there, you'd still see some nipple. Janet Jackson, interesting, on Inside Edition today. They were teasing that they were going to do something on the mystery child Janet had 26 years ago.
Really?
Remember when she married James DeBarge?
Yes.
And of course, Joseph.
Of El DeBarge fame?
Yes.
El DeBarge fame.
Joe Jackson and Catherine did not approve, and so they somehow, I don't know if they drove up in a van and carried her away or what the deal was.
It sounded like that's what happened.
It really did.
It kidnapped her back?
And then the rumor was always that she turned out to be pregnant, and she was spirited away somewhere to drop the kid, who was then put up for adoption or something.
Mm-hmm.
But there was rumors that there was a kid that she had, and she was young. She was like 20 or 23,
it's
24.
It's Rebe's daughter. Whoever Rebe raised is allegedly Janet.
Yeah, so anyway, the daughter of DeBarge, his daughter from another relationship, was on Inside Edition, and she was talking like she really is in some kind of a search for her half-sister. She believes that there is a half-sister out there.
Really?
Can't they just ask Rebe where she is?
Rebe.
Well, that would be the easy way, but Rebe? You know how the Jackson family is. They tend to close ranks about these things.
What does it matter now? What's the over-under
on... I know. Who fucking cares?
What's the over-under on Janet losing the baby weight?
Wow.
I mean, she packed on, what, 100 pounds?
She'd have to go on
what?
Tour to
she
lose.
She did?
It. Did you see that picture of her?
She was gigantic. She was wearing Muslim garb, which is not flattering to one's weight,
was it
in
just
my opinion.
Gowned because she was trying to hide it?
No, she didn't go Muslim to look like she's... to hide the weight.
Oh.
I think she actually
she's
converted.
Devout.
Yeah, she married a Muslim.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
Maybe Mariah Carey should.
Dude.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of Muslim people called dude. But she did. She married a Muslim dude.
Wow. So she had a caftan.
Yeah, it was caftan-esque, definitely.
Hmm.
What if the baby is
a Jackson? It has rights to Michael, to the fortune, because the family
owns that
whole thing, right?
It would be the niece, yeah. I don't know how much the niece is going to get in all this.
As Janet Jackson basks in the glow of her newborn baby boy at age 50, mystery surrounds long-standing claims that she has a long-lost secret daughter.
Mm. Only she knows the truth.
Christania DeBarge is keenly aware of the rumors. She's the 26-year-old daughter of Janet's first husband, James DeBarge, who's said to be the father of the mystery child. In an exclusive interview with Inside Edition, Christania, who's a singer herself,
Christania?
Says reports about the existence of Janet Jackson's secret daughter could be real.
Do you have a secret sister?
I believe I do have a sister out there.
Janet Jackson was 18 when she married DeBarge in 1984. In an interview with Inside Edition in 2000,
weird
DeBarge
hair.
Wouldn't confirm nor deny the birth of a daughter with
Janet. There's got to be a daughter. If you won't confirm or deny.
When she's ready for you to find out.
I'm sure he feels betrayed. I'm sure he feels sad. I'm sure he feels disappointed. I'm sure he feels like he was robbed of that relationship with his daughter. But at the same time, I know my dad loves Janet till this day, and he doesn't want to hurt her.
According to published reports, Janet's alleged daughter was raised by her older sister, Rebe Jackson,
Rhythm
in Las
Nation.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Other reports claim the child was placed in foster care.
If you find your sister, what would you say to her?
I would say, I would love to get to know you, and, you know, where have you been my whole life?
Kristania says she suspects why the baby was given up.
I know that her family had a huge influence
they
on
hated
her.
Your dad. And, that's why.
You know, if she was pregnant, the only thing that I
and
think
he
of
sucked
was
at music.
And they were right.
She still had a very long career ahead of her, and they didn't want anything to hinder that.
Kristania says the time has come.
Kristania? I can't get over that name.
I think for me, I'm going to continue the research.
Right.
And I'm
Christina.
Continue to, to try to find this person.
Once again, great reporting, Jim Murray.
So there you have it, the latest on the Janet Jackson mystery child. What's with the Jackson family? I love the way they have like their own version of Sharia law, but it's Jackson law. Janet doesn't have any brats. So and Janet
Joe's
doesn't
law,
marry
man.
This guy. Yeah, it is Joe's law.
Jackson Rhea or something like that. Sharia.
Well, Michael doesn't have any brats either. Rhea.
No, he doesn't.
No.
And who said they were going to spill the truth on
him? Conrad Murray is going to blow. What a dick thing to do anyway.
He is the persistent thorn in the side of Michael Jackson, isn't he? He just will not give it up.
Literally
killed him. Now he's revealing they're not his brats.
I know.
Lay off the guy. You fucking killed him.
And we already know they're not his kids.
Yeah, because they are the dead ringers for the dermatology dad.
Yeah, of course.
Ernie.
But doesn't it bother you that they're constantly paraded around? I mean, they're in the media all the time because they're Michael Jackson's kids, but they're not his kids. So stop the media coverage because they're not to be cared about.
I know.
Unless they do something on their own based on their own genetics, that would be really cool. And I hope they do well, but they're not worth watching all the time.
They really don't have their dad's talents, though, because I saw somebody touting, well, so-and-so, which Prince doesn't have his dad's talents for singing. I'm like, no, he has his dad's talent for dermatology, maybe, though. Check that out. How good is he at zits? Facelifts.
We still don't know Blanket's the one we don't know about, right? Because Blanket came from Mexico.
Yeah, Blanket just materialized.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where the hell Blanket came from. But Joe Jackson at one point said something in effect, on Larry King, I think it was. He said, well, these kids seem to have a lot of talent. You know, they do have the Jackson gene. And he was serious. Like, these kids are going to be musical, you know. They're going to have the...
Are you saying they're going to be dances? What are you saying, Joe?
Well, they've got Michael genes. That's what, you know.
Are you saying that they're a size 32 waist? Is that what you're saying?
Larry.
Wearing his jeans?
Larry.
He was implying that they had musical talent, as if they had, you know, been practicing or something.
Right.
Like the way he used to run the troops when they were little.
Yeah. They inherited nothing from him. Because they're not his children!
Actually, none of them... how old? Prince is, what, 20, 21?
Is he that old now? Wow.
He's like 20, isn't he? Because Paris is 17 or 8, old enough to want to commit suicide. That's about all I've heard about her.
Do you know who her godfather is? There's a picture of her. No, Paris.
Oh,
and
Paris.
Her godfather in Us magazine.
I have no idea.
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, my God.
As if her life could be any stranger.
Oh. Was there a picture of
Paris
him?
Is 18 and Prince is 19.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Debbie Rowe got knocked up back to back, huh? Blankets. Wow. Jackson was pounding away.
Youngest.
She was fertile, and Michael was just nailing her left and right.
Yeah. Oh, Debbie Rowe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their mother. God, she's a good mother.
She's a hot chick, too.
She is. She's. I mean, if I had to pick out a woman for Michael Jackson, that's exactly who I would select. She's just, I mean, they're like peas in a pod.
Yes. He has a type.
It's true love.
Wait, Debbie Rowe, I'm trying to remember, was she Arnold Klein's
secretary.
Secretary. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So basically they said, you know, there's a fat chick that works in the office who'd probably do anything. She's such a huge fan, you know, so why don't we just get some semen in her and we'll call him yours.
Oh, gross.
I mean, I'm just trying to imagine how that thing goes down. I'm sure she signed a bunch of papers.
Well, that's probably why it's all in-house. He knew her. You know, Klein knew
right.
her.
So it was real easy. And then when they split up, you know, as if they were such a hot couple, wasn't it funny how, I mean, there was no fight for the kids whatsoever. It was like, oh, of course she's getting the kids.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Who would want him? I mean, as a single parent, Michael Jackson, to raise three kids? I mean, is that really a good idea?
No, after seeing what was in that house in the aftermath, no.
Well, that Martin Bashir,
oh yeah,
that story, oh my God, was that freaky. Him feeding that little blanket, yeah. Remember, with his leg going a million miles an hour?
And almost dropping him off the balcony.
And talking about how wonderful it is to be in a bed with a 13-year-old boy.
It's really charming.
It's natural thing in the world.
Hey, man, he's got all the footage. It's all right. He's got all the footage.
Yeah, milk and cookies and getting that hot air balloon. The next day.
It's really charming.
Hey, could you put the Yoo-hoo in there so Jackson could coax these?
I'm going to sleep. I tucked them in. I put a little music on.
So sickening.
A little story time. I read a book.
This is
very sweet. Put the fireplace on. Give them hot milk.
You cool.
You know, we have little cookies. It's very charming.
Cookies. Hot milk with Jesus juice.
You boy. God, that was freaky, all that. Yeah, Jesus juice. He was when you put all that stuff together, I can't get over that he dies, and it's this incredibly total reverence. In fact, any mention of anything regarding, you know, the mistreatment of kids or molestation was, I'm trying to remember what, because I think it was Al Sharpton who said something about the, you know, the media, evil media, and, you know, lies. And it was not. There was so much there.
The whole Bashir documentary is online. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I just jumped ahead to, where was it, about 9 minutes or so. And Jackson pulls up in a miniature car holding an umbrella, and he opens the door for Bashir to get in. What?
Roll a little bit of that sucker.
Yeah.
It's always a good viewing.
He has statues of little boys on his lawn.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Am I good?
No little girls statues?
To me,
no little
girls. Represents something that's very special in my heart.
You know, oh, Peter Pan.
Represents youth, childhood.
We use this as an
idea. Never
ID.
Growing up, magic, flying, everything I think that children... And wonderment and magic. What it's all about.
A little redundant, Jackson.
Wonderment.
And to me, I just have never, ever grown out of loving that or thinking that is very special.
Do you identify with him?
Totally.
You don't want to grow up?
No, I am Peter Pan.
you're not.
You're Michael Jackson.
I'm Peter Pan in my heart.
Oh. And he points to his
nose. There he is.
The Batman. Look at that. Problem for Jackson. He says the color-changing skin condition.
Hold up in a little miniature Batman mobile.
Has made him allergic to the sun.
Holding an umbrella. Oh yeah,
so
he's allergic
shielded
to the sun.
By his umbrella, he took me to his most secret.
Not allergic
place.
To the sun.
I call it my giving tree because it inspires me. I love climbing trees in general, but this tree I love the most because I climb up high and I look down on its branches, and it gives me. I just love it. So many ideas. I've written so many of my songs.
Somebody had
tree.
To put him up there and get him back down.
Climb that tree.
Yeah. Will you be there?
I'm sure they have a cherry picker available 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
You're actually saying that you climb that tree.
No.
How far do you climb up it?
All the way to that.
Do it now.
All the way to that kind of spot up there.
Prove it.
Kind of like a deck where it's like a bed.
Yeah, let's see.
Do you want to climb it now?
Yeah.
Can you hold the umbrella?
Yeah. Good call.
Oh, I forgot that he did.
And when you've climbed it, let's see how inspiring
it
is.
Where's the umbrella? He doesn't have the umbrella.
Bashir's holding it now.
What happened to the umbrella holder that they used to take?
Coming? No way.
I gotta tell you, he's pretty good at climbing that tree.
Martin, are you coming?
Right. Yeah.
I take that back.
C-U-M-I-N-G.
Gross!
And Martin is actually coming.
Oh, he's climbing.
My shoes slipping.
Come on.
What a playful moment.
Is it safe?
Of course.
I like how the editor put his music behind.
You don't climb trees?
No
it does. Oh,
shut up, Jackson. Don't act like adults, 50 years old, climb trees. Hey,
what do you guys mean? What do you guys mean? You don't climb trees? Something's wrong with you guys.